Slacker and Steve on demand.
So this is kind of a hot topic right now, and I don't even know which side I'm on. It's the Bryan Cranston story. Have you seen?
Yeah.
I haven't even seen the preview of this movie, but you said it's good, right?
Yeah, the story looks really good. I saw the previews, but I don't know all the details of the story that just came out.
So Bryan Cranston in his new movie is playing a disabled, he's a quadriplegic billionaire.
Yes.
Oh, I have
seen that. Yes.
Yeah. It's like the unlikely friendship.
Yeah,
it's almost like the Green
movie.
Book
yeah.
thing where it's like two people from two totally different worlds. Is Kevin Hart or somebody in that? Who's the other?
It's Hart or it's either...
It's somebody where, and they just made it, it's okay. So here's the deal. The guy is a quadriplegic billionaire, and people are mad that they didn't use an actual quadriplegic in the role.
Can I ask you, the people that are being irate, is it the community of?
I think that's part of it.
Okay.
I think there's other people who are just, we've become so sensitive to everything that it's like, why didn't you use...
A quadriplegic actor on the same level as Bryan Cranston.
I can honestly say, I'm just gonna flip this out there, and I'm just gonna get the grossest thing I can out there. Right, not gross, but like, okay, we're doing a Michael Jackson biopic.
Okay,
you're not gonna hire a white guy and put him in blackface. That would be we would all be up in arms.
Right,
we would say, what do you do? There's plenty of black actors who could play that role. So even though Michael Jackson is a bad example, because by the end he had pigmented his face because of the vitiligo or whatever else. But like Martin Luther King, we get Bryan Cranston to play Martin Luther King. I mean, we'd be mad.
Yeah, we could have found someone more appropriate.
Right. But isn't that what acting is?
Okay. You nailed it. When I first heard that, I went, wait, Brian's an actor portraying this character that's a quadriplegic.
Right.
Actors, that's their job. They do this all the time.
They pretend to be what they're not.
That they're not.
Because otherwise, I you know what I think of? I don't know why this is the first thing that sprung into my head, but Philadelphia, the movie.
Oh, with
Tom Hanks. As an AIDS victim.
Right, Denzel's attorney.
Why didn't we get somebody who actually had AIDS? Well, Tom Hanks won an Oscar for his portrayal. He let himself, he got so super thin and really played the part. If we only hire people who are what the thing is, then what's acting? You're not acting at all. You're already, you're saying lines that you would never say, but you're not really, it's like Jared Leto in that movie where it was a Dallas Buyers Club. Why didn't we hire an actual transgender with AIDS who, and I don't know why all the movies I'm using as examples, but it's like people praised him because he
knocked it. I thought he was actually that guy.
I thought he was dying.
Me too.
So why are we, so the flip side of the argument is, and I know you weren't into Breaking Bad, but on Breaking Bad, Walter White has a son with cerebral palsy.
Why didn't we get the person?
So they was an actual actor with cerebral palsy
that could act to the level needed for that role. Actually had.
Yes.
So why couldn't we find an actual? Okay.
Yes.
Now I'm getting it.
But like when they did Stephen Hawking's story, they got. But I understand why they did that, because in the beginning of Stephen Hawking's life, he could walk.
Right.
So you can't hire.
Wow.
I guess the question that we're asking, we'll throw this up on social media.
Dang.
Are you mad about this? Is it like, do we have to cast everything as exactly what it is? It's like Wonder Woman was a brunette, so we only can look at brunettes. And this blonde actress comes in and nails, she's like, I'm just dyeing my hair. Nope. Just brunettes. Nope.
That's a good point.
We have to keep this to, I don't know.
I know.
But I mean, I just think Bryan Cranston's such a good dude.
And then now everyone wants to crucify
him
because he's playing.
I'm going to do another Tom Hanks. Lieutenant Dan, he ends up having his legs blown off.
That's true.
Should we have not hired, was that Gary Sinise?
Should we have found an actual actor to the level of Gary Sinise that was actually a...
Have him acting in the first part where he had legs.
Oh my God.
Which is the better way to play it? He's acting like he has legs, or Gary Sinise is acting like he doesn't have legs?
Can people just not really...
Can we just watch a movie?
Thank you. Can we just...
Let's just do that.
Okay.
Slacker and Steve.